Yeah, it's a great way to describe it. It's there's another film I'll talk about in a minute in the lineup that's maybe a little bit more straightforward comedy. I'd call it a witty drama. The premise of this film is that this guy Solomon is he's a screenwriter for a soap opera called Tel Aviv on Fire, and his commute. So the film takes place in Israeli Palestine area, and his commute to work every day takes him through a military checkpoint. And when the colonel who's running this military checkpoint, his wife is a massive fan of Tel Aviv on Fire. And so when he realizes this guy who's coming through his checkpoint twice a day is a writer, he wants to give him writing notes on
Let me stop you right there. What's Tel Aviv on Fire? Is that a show?
Yeah, it's a soap opera that he writes for. So he wants this guy who's running this checkpoint wants to control the narrative of the show on behalf of his wife and starts giving him writing notes on how he thinks the show should end. And so he starts to actually take some of his notes, which really catapults his screenwriting career, but gets him in a bit of a fix as well, as far as who he's doing favors for and all of this. So it's a fun, witty, clever story to situate in a very, obviously very tense context of, you know, the world, of Israel and Palestine and the tension and the fact that there's a military checkpoint there. And that's a global political reality right now. They're using that context to, and they explore some of that and the tension there, but they do it in this really kind of fun, witty way. So, it's called Tel Aviv on Fire, and it's 90% certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, so the critics love this one.
Now, you said another comedy. That's Give Me Liberty.
Yes. So this is the premise of this film is this guy, Vic, is a medical transport driver. So he essentially has to get people and things from one place to another. And he starts his run one night, and there's protests happening in the streets in the city and all these things that end up making his route to get from where he needs to be, from where he is to where he needs to be, keeps getting blocked. And on his way, he keeps encountering more people and picking them up and adding them to the van. And so the van turns into this crazy cultural cross section of America that is now ping ponging its way through these closed city streets. And in some way, it's almost like if you remember back to the movie Crash, where they're exploring the overlapping cultures and, you know, ethnic realities of a major city. It's like they're doing that inside of this van in a comedy. And so it's a very American film. This is about America as a melting pot, and they threw all these humans into this van and put them on this ride together. And that's what the movie is about. It's basically a microcosm of America. So that's another one that you know, critical favorite, 90% on Rotten Tomatoes.
So we have Tel Aviv on Fire from Israel, and then we have a movie from Syria, a documentary called For Sama.
Yeah, so this is...
And this has got to be pretty serious.
This is not comedy. Yes. So if we're taking the curation of these films this month as a whole, this is the counterbalance to those two other films. It's a documentary. The film was made by a woman who is living in Aleppo, and she starts to create, I guess I would call it like a visual diary. You know, maybe if she was putting this on YouTube, you'd call it a vlog maybe in some ways, where she's capturing the world around her as the place she's living in becomes war torn. And in the midst of this early on, she finds out she's pregnant and she has a daughter. And that's really what drives her continuing to capture and document the reality that she's living in, because she wants her daughter to understand the context in which she was born into and what's going on. So she does that. She does that throughout the film. And that part of it, this mother-daughter piece, it's very heavy. It really is. It's somber to watch this, you know, these people trying to raise this girl while bombs are going off in the building that she's in. But it's also extremely poignant. It's very inspiring. I mean, just the will and the character of the people that are captured in this film are incredible. So yeah, very compelling documentary, not necessarily easy to watch. It's not entertainment in that classical sense. This is something to be awoken to, I would say.
And I'm assuming it was filmed over a period of time.
Yes. Yeah. I don't remember exactly the full scope of the movie, but yeah, I mean, enough time for her to find out she's pregnant, go through pregnancy, have the child, and start to raise the child. So yeah, 100% fresh certified on Rotten Tomatoes. So again, another not light fare, but critically, people are just really embracing this film.
And the city of Aleppo is one of those cities where it's just been destroyed piece by piece. Yeah. By the Syrian government over several years now.
Yeah, and you know, for people who saw Last Man in Aleppo, which was a documentary that came out maybe 2 or 3 years ago now, it was a big, you know, Sundance doc. You know, that this is telling that a similar story, you know, about the same place, but from a very from a very maternal perspective, I think would be an appropriate way to say it, because what really is driving the story is that it is this mother who is raising this daughter. So you get a perspective that's very different, and because she's holding the camera. I mean, she's, you know, it's edited after the fact by a director, and, you know, they piece this thing together to create, you know, a feature length documentary that has some structure and form to it. And so she's, you know, she's capturing it along the way. So it's her perspective, very literally. It's her eye on this experience. So I think that's a really unique thing, you know, to get. If people ever watched the documentary The Square, which was about the Arab Spring, and again was shot from the inside of that square in Egypt. I mean, there are parts of it that feel similar, where you're right in the middle of the action as it's unfolding in front of the camera. It's very voyeuristic in that sense. It's really compelling. Yeah.
Now there's another film that's opening next week, or that's opening on Friday.
Yes.
What's the date?
So that is the, let's see here. It's the 13th. Is that? No, that's not right. It's the
12th?
The 12th, you know. Friday the 12th it opens up. And it's called Manos. This is another drama. And it's a story of a bunch of, I would call them kids, young adults who are living in the mountains of Latin America. And they are basically like a militia. They're like rebel soldiers who have peeled themselves out and created their own community, which is very much their family, in the mountains of Latin America. And they, by day, they train and do military trainings with each other. And at night, they're living this kind of unchecked, youthful, hedonistic life. And you know, but they're living separated out until they are attacked. And that's really when the movie kicks into gear, is they are essentially ambushed, which drives them deeper into the mountains. And the tension that is created by them being put under strife, something they've been training for, but nonetheless very different when it happens, really starts to create, you know, tension within the relationships of this kind of, you know, ad hoc family they've created. And it starts to go kind of Lord of the Flies after that. And this movie, is a film to see on the big screen. It is visually absolutely stunning. It is the cinematography of this film is just breathtaking. And so they take this very tense, you're on this very tense ride, but visually it's just something to experience while you're kind of following these really intriguing characters along the way. Again, 92% certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. So this month is really jammed with just, you know, critical darlings with the exception, we got a couple comedies, and then these other two are a little heavier, but all worth the time for sure.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Scott.